It's good, good. We call it good. I call it good because guess what? It's the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam and thinking my other half, my co-host, Miss Janet on the Moon Lumley, could be here, should be here. I'm thinking she's going to be here. So all I'm saying is, folks, it's 2 hours of nice, cozy music because I'm just coming out of a hurricane. I was battered down. It was a windy night last night. We woke up and Floridians know what I'm talking about. so those who don't live in Florida. But I'm going to get you a little bit cozy because we can't be jumping around right now. Not that we can't be, you know, but we should give thanks that we're still alive. This is Poetic Sam, and this is the Wagwan Show on CRS Radio. Let's get ready for 2 hours of Wagwan right here, right now, right this minute. It's a thin line between love and hate. The other one was Blue Magic was what come over me. One of my favorites when I was, you know, back in the day, still my favorite, Blue Magic, badass group. Here comes the Persuader, thin line between love and hate. Yeah, some of us get caught in that, but don't get caught in that right now. You need that thin line between love and hate so you can go through this hurricane feeling all nice and cozy with Poetic Sam on Wagwan Show. Show right now. And it's a little bit nice. All right, man. Cooling you down.
Here's a song I wrote back in 1989, 1990, in 68, Frampton Close, Dorchester Road, Brandville. You know, it's called Someone Sent a Baby from Heaven. And I performed it once, that was in 1990, I think, in Tower, in front of loads of heavy metal fans. It went down real well, they loved it. Got a little good write-up in paper. It's my most surprising song.
Interrupt for a minute or two to say well, so someone can say welcome to the people out there. Hey, I guess I'm still reeling from the storm. How are you doing, Miss On The Move? How are you today? I know you better than me. You wasn't in a hurricane.
Doing well.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, and Ian?
Ian, well, I chased Ian away. You know, I'm not a man lover, so I just told him, you know, get the step in. I think he's on his way to Georgia. You know, all the way. That's like, well, he's blowing in the wind. It's gonna take him a few hours to get there, but I see some stuff about Orlando on the TV. Orlando seems to be flooded. The only person I talked to in Orlando said there's nothing out there. And even myself and, you know, a friend of mine was there. And he said he was getting wind. He didn't say anything. He said there's nothing coming that way. But then I don't even know. They were saying Tampa is like bad and all everything. And then next thing I know, all I got in my area here was one tree that was down around the corner. I don't know where these people find these things, but. What can I say?
Well, on the news, I'm seeing where cars are like sink, like sunk into the water.
Yeah.
Up to their
where?
Window.
What?
Over
in
there.
Orlando? Yeah, but
I'm not sure where,
Tampa?
But it's in Florida somewhere.
Yeah, Florida gets drenched. You don't even know. Well, the worst we have of it is over in Punta Gada, Sarasota, and Key West, I think. No, not Key West. Fort Myers. You know, a lot of damages over that way. Yeah, well,
you know, no life has been lost.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let me drop a few more tracks, and we'll be back. All right. That was the break. That was Miss Janet On The Move Lumley. She's right here.
Don't speak everything's been going fine, and I proudly to the world, yeah, she's my one and only, I ain't going nowhere, I ain't gonna leave my lady, oh no, no, she's my one and only, I ain't going nowhere, I ain't gonna leave my lady, cause she's truly mine, and most of what she does the Lord is dying, I said.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, so, well, in the tea dot, we're good. I mean, we got a little rain and stuff like that over the week. However, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, the eastern side got it bad.
Eastern,
Pinhead,
yeah.
With not with Ian, with Fiona. Really got it bad, right? Because we don't have sea, we have lake, right? And as you know,
right.
With the weather, our weather is more winter related, not tropical, you know? So if we're going to get anything,
yeah.
It's like, as you know, tornado, blizzards, winter storm. When the winter storm comes, everything is frozen, as you know that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get a different kind of a storm from the tropical country. So I guess no matter where we are in the world, we go through some kind of disaster, some kind of storm relating
mm-hmm.
to the weather, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that we're still around, you know, give thanks. And then we
very
just have to take it from there. So you didn't go to work or anything, I'm assuming.
No, just sat here, you know, thinking about what to do on the show, how to make it nice to the people and make it nice to those who just go through this, you know.
Do you have light where you are?
Yeah, we got light. We didn't lose electricity. Some people, they say 1.8 million people lost electricity. I guess that's Punta Gada, Sarasota, down in the west there.
I spoke to my cousin last night who lives in Florida, and she told me all day they didn't have light where they were.
The last
mm-hmm.
we got hit, we didn't have nothing for 24 hours. We didn't have no light for 24 hours. Go ahead.
Now I was gonna say, has it relates to the T dot or AKA Toronto, this AKA the six, you know, so if you hear this name, it's still referring to the same place. I believe Drake the rapper gave Toronto the name the six. And then the T dot means Toronto, the six.
I know
T dot
came from there.
Yeah. We the North. And We the North comes from the Toronto Raptors, you know, the basketball game and stuff like that. But still moving into the fall, you know, Mali Bless, which is Tanya P's husband. So he's
mm-hmm.
having an album launch tonight, right?
Tonight
as well, they're having a end of month celebration for Jean Augustine, who you know was one of a Black MP here in Canada. So it's her 85th birthday this year, so they're ending it off with a bang for her. And I see quite a few things popping up for the fall, you know. As you know, I'm trying to put on a health symposium or a health
mm-hmm.
workshop with Aubrey, Dr. Aubrey.
Dr. Aubrey.
Mm-hmm. And some other people as it relates to health. Because there's something definitely wrong with mental illness as well. I was just reading the Jamaica Gleaner, and two 15-year-old girls were fighting today in Kingston, and one stabbed the other one and killed her, right? So I'm not sure if you heard of the father who accidentally shot his son and killed him as well. In Jamaica, so all these things are happening, you know, around the primarily amongst our communities, and there's something not right. But I just wanted to just touch a little bit on, you know, where people can reach out. So we have some people amongst our group that can help if you have a teenager and you're experiencing mental, or you think they might be experiencing mental illness. There are individuals out there who can, who are advocating. Karen McLeod, in particular, she's advocating for them. She called her movement "Flip the Script," mental wellness, and she's an advocate for that. And a lot of persons now are reaching out to her because whatever she's doing is helping, or people are looking for outlets, solutions. So she's trying to help anybody who's interested. If you're in Jamaica, or if you're in any parts of the world listening and you know of anyone in Jamaica who are experiencing problem with teenagers, can reach out to her at 876-528-4850. And again, her name is Karen McLeod. She's not necessarily a psychotherapist or a doctor, but what she tries to do is advocate to help. And if during her advocacy she sees the need where she can maybe refer someone, that's the journey she's on. Yesterday she said they did a seminar or a workshop, and she said it was very successful, and they're having another one soon, all right? So there's that there. Funny enough, there's a young man here that I know his aunt and his mom quite well. However, he went on a journey about 2 years ago, or possibly three, and he was looking for green solution, you know, like things that can economically help, but not necessarily environmentally friendly. That's the word I'm looking for. So what he did, he reached out, and are you familiar with those e-bikes? Are you familiar with e-bikes? So what they are is they're bicycle, but they do more than just that. Some of them you can carry. They have carrier on them that you can bring groceries.
Oh,
right. Yes, I remember years ago I attended TIFF, which is the Toronto Film Festival, and when I was there, one of them came and picked up me and my daughter and was able to shuttle us from one point to the next. So now he was influential. He did his thesis on it when he was graduating. And now he was able to develop a company that's offering these e-bikes. So on Sunday at the Downsview Park, you should be familiar with Downsview Park, they're going to be having some kind of festivity there, and they will be utilizing these bikes. So anybody who wants to attend, it goes from about 11 o'clock. But the funny thing, if you get off at Downsview Station, someone will come there on the e-bike and transport you to the event. So I can't wait. I will be one of them going on that e-bike with Miss H. and trying to do it. But what the most, I said to them today, I said, you know what? Not only that, this is an opportunity for me to do a TikTok. I think it will be something. Yeah. So what they're looking for basically is for people to, you know, utilize the e-bike, right? That's what he's
now,
looking
let me ask
for
you,
more people to.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's one way now they're trying to cut down on gas, you know, emissions.
Yeah.
So they're trying to bring in these user-friendly bikes. And I'm going to get one for myself, like, because Walmart is right here. I can just get a basket, one with a basket on it, and I can ride it to Walmart. And a lot of people uses it and says that it's also a form of exercising for them. So it's a good move with this bike. And it's a young man. I'm not even sure if he's 30 yet. He's not there yet, but I think this is a good venture, and I'm going to help them to see if I can help to get it into the community who may want to, you know, use it, utilize it.
No,
it's
for those
Trishaw. Trishaw is the name of the bicycle.
Okay. I'm trying
T-R-I-S-H-A-W.
All those people who are, or they live there, are those who are visiting who might be listening. Give them an idea of where Downsview Park is again, because I know they that is that park by will it run Shepherd?
Yes. So Downsview Park is located. I don't remember the exact address, but it's located.
No, you don't have to give that. Just give the yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say it's Keel and Shepherd.
Keel and Shepherd. That's what I was trying to remember. Because sometimes, you know, remember some of us, like for example me, since I left there are some things that's changed, and that's one of them that I know. Keel and Shepherd is different. And so last time I was there, it was not the same Keel and Shepherd I left there. And, you know, they have this plaza and that used to be a military. It was a military.
Exactly. Bunker. Exactly. Yeah. Well, so what I can tell you, since you left,
mm-hmm.
there's a flea market going on there now on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, there are houses built there as well. Over there.
So many. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, a musician friend of mine. We had a really healthy dialogue today, very healthy. We were touching on things from Caribana to the cultural differences of how, like, he went back to Jamaica, and he's a musician. I think you probably know him. We call him Basie, and what he did was he's up there now doing some, you know, some musical venture and stuff like that, because he comes and goes with music. And we were just talking about, he's one of those that's been there since the 70s, like us, you know, the early, way back. And he's, you know, giving me ideas of just the difference, how the place is, and the cultural differences that has gone on over there, which is very interesting, you know. And we try to, I guess, you know, between him and I, we try to just take a look at what the changes are since we've been there, left, and the impact it is on, you know, people like us who knows and been through certain, you know, things. And it's when you think about a lot of folks might not understand, but I'm, you know, well, some get it now that, you know, I lived in Toronto, and I lived there for quite a while. I grew up there, and it's just interesting sometimes when you talk about, for example, you were telling me about the idea now is that you can go from Toronto to basically St. Catherine on transport. That is monumental. That's something that's almost like from going from Toronto to Buffalo type of thing, you know?
Well,
but,
you know what? I don't, personally, that may change in a few years. They may have a train that goes across. Who knows? Because the train takes you right downtown Niagara Falls. So if somebody comes to Toronto and decide that they want to go to Niagara, just from wherever you are, if you're in Mississauga, if you're in Brantford, Port Credit, Oakville, you can just jump on the train, and it takes you right downtown Niagara. Not only that, when you get there, there's another, like a shuttle bus that takes you to the falls, you know. I was very impressed with that service. So I'm saying going to Niagara Falls, instead of going through the hustle and bustle with the highway and traffic, jump on the train. And that's it's not just any train, it's the GO train. It's a GO train.
Yeah, the GO train was so limited at one point, though. It was really, really just go to this point and then stop, and you're like, they could, you know, I don't even remember where you used to stop when I was there, but I'm sure, I'm very positive the GO train never went all the way to St. Catherine's. It never did.
No, it's only about maybe 4 years ago, it used to only go to Burlington and turn back.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They extend the distance now, which I think is amazing, because no matter what time of day you take that train, it's always packed. Always packed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, And then this coming Sunday, for those of us who want to come into Canada as well, there's no more mandate for vaccine or PCR testing or anything like that. Even if you're foreigners, right? So I'm putting that out there. It's official. So even if you're foreigners now, you can just come in. But depending on the country you're with, whether you're in the U.S. or, because I think in the U.S. they still didn't lift the mandate. Right, so when you get to the border, it's going into the U.S., you have to be able to show the certificate. But coming into Canada, that's no longer in existence. So I'm not sure how long that will be for, but I think it's for many, and it somewhat stagnated the travel industry for a few years, because a lot of people weren't traveling. Even Niagara Falls, they were complaining that a lot of U.S. dollars wasn't passing through because people weren't coming.
Nobody.
Right?
Anyways, let's give them a music break, and we'll come back to talking about some Wagwan. That's exactly what's up. Now we're telling Wagwan. No more to Canada. This. Not doing that no more. We don't need that no more. Bujman Tanam Jan.
suddenly appear. Every time you are near, just like me, they long to be close to you.
Why do
like it, kind of keeping you cozy right through the storm. If you have no storm, create your own storm with all these nice love songs I'm playing for you on the Wagwan Show. Don't know what to say, don't know what to do, but I'll play anything for you, most anything. Toronto, T-Dot, we know the North has grown so much, though. But there's so much going on. It could still be more. I mean, now I know they're a world-class city. So they consider the world-class city now. Yeah, I remember back in the day, no basketball team. As a matter of fact, I can go back as far as remembering when the only way to see a black artist, an R&B artist, we barely had reggae, was to go across the border, was to go to Buffalo. That's where I used to go, you know, all the concerts, all of that kind of stuff used to go on. Yeah, never had nothing in Toronto. Never. There was one club on Yonge Street play R&B. What was it? I'm trying to remember the name now. It's been there for a while. You know. Right on Yonge Street. Yonge and Dundas, which is right across, which is now had the Eaton Center. So, it's been a while. On top of it, you know, but, that's been a long time. I can't remember the name of that place now. Somebody that somebody.
A lot of those places closed down because of the Dundas Square that they built. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dundas Square.
Oh, yes.
A lot of events now in the city goes on down there. They have a stage set up and a lot of things happen right in that square. There, that is the heart of the city downtown. You should see a lot of advertisements and a lot of billboards and with different companies and stuff like that. So a lot of that. Down there, you can never be bored. You can never be bored down there at all. There's so much going on down there, you know? Downtown, in the city.
Last time I went that way, a couple of years ago, when, you know, downtown like that was when Chronix was there, and they brought Chronix for free. And he was in a park down. He was more down.
I think the last time he came here, it was free. It was held at Nathan Phillips Square.
Yeah.
I think that was 2017, 2018, 19, somewhere there.
Right. I was there.
Before COVID, he was.
Yeah,
I went to watch him down there, too. Yeah.
I was at that show.
Okay.
Man,
Afrofest held that event.
Oh, Afrofest?
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah,
there was one where he came, I think it was brought on by the city of Toronto. It was the city of Toronto that brought that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the city of Toronto, but it was a lot of people. It was in the nighttime. I mean, it was in the summer, so it was pretty good. It was still pretty good.
And I'm hoping that, you know, they will get back into that kind of setting again where, you know, can get the city, everybody can come together at some point and, you know, just have entertainment, especially for tourism, you know.
Right.
Especially with the lockdown that we had, it affected the tourist industry.
Right.
I'm hoping they can get back
everywhere
into that setting again. So as you can see, It's now October, and this event will be happening for about 5 days at Downsview Park, and it's starting on Sunday, utilizing this e-bikes. So I will be participating, you know, and trying to get it into the community. What they're hoping to do is for many people, especially seniors, they want more people to utilize the e-bikes to cut down on driving, you know. So, you know, in the, they're primarily targeting the Jane and Finch community because, you know, a lot of our people are up in that community, right?
Up there, yeah.
Yeah, so instead of taking a cab from the mall, the only drawback to it that I would see is that they would have to find some way of security to park them.
I was wondering about that. What about?
Yeah, that's
it. Well, I know it could be hard to steal them because they could put a lock on them that, or they have a tracker on them that no matter where you go with it, they'll get you. Or they could let it, okay, say, let's say, for example, it don't go no more than 5 miles. And after 5 miles, it'll lock. It'll, like, totally lock off, things like those. You know, they could put stuff on it to stop the stealing part.
I know. You know. What they're doing, too, they have designated drivers, I just remember. There's somebody who's trained to use it. So I'm not sure if they're gonna work it like Wheeltrans from TTC or Wheeltrans. An individual who has some kind of disability would call Wheeltrans and Wheeltrans would come to pick them up and drop them off at their destination. So I think maybe they would have to establish something like that, right? So there's a lot. Right. I just see on the news. I'm here. Are you familiar with Nui Blanche?
Who? What?
Nui Blanche. It's an event with a lot of cultures and art paintings. I see quite a few black came up on the TV. So Nui Blanche is happening this weekend.
Okay.
Right. It's things like yes. Yeah, so there will be a lot. Toronto is a lot going on in the city. So again, people, if you're planning on coming here for vacation, there's a lot of stuff here to do. If you want to get out of the warmth and just to experience the fall, not the winter, the fall, because all you need, you don't need a heavy coat right now, just a jacket and a boot or something, you know, warm, then you can come over to Toronto and enjoy the fall weather if you like that kind of setting, you know.
Right.
We kind of get used to it now because, you know, we're living here in it.
Living here.
So we, yeah.
What? Here's the funny thing about it. I don't know where up there they moved to, but my next door neighbor sold their house and moved to Canada. Yeah, well, the lady's job, they asked. Yeah, I said she wants to come to, I think, you know, they didn't tell me. It's after they left, I found out that. So I heard that they were going to Canada, but they didn't say where, and they were looking for a major company. She worked for a major social media company. And they asked her if she wants to go to Seattle or she wants to go to Ontario. And she said she'll go to Ontario. But somehow I believe it's Toronto because any major,
because
you know.
People value Canada somehow.
Yeah, well, I just told you, Canada is, Toronto is considered a big city. It's called up in the same breath as London, Miami, New York, Toronto, Paris, that kind of thing. They're in that same mold as those cities. So it's not like it's a little unknown city anymore. It's a big city. I mean, the basketball teams have a lot to do with it, but You know, it's grown tremendously, and it's, you know, they do things with just like the other big cities, Miami, New York, L.A. type of thing. They sponsor or they have things happening there that make it a real known city. You know, it's known. It's one of the most popular city in Canada, I believe. Vancouver is pretty known.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Because what I noticed, a lot more inclusivity here as it relates to, you know, being black. There's a lot of things out there now that we can get involved with. And I just found out last week that the city has spaces now. If you want to host an event indoors, they're doing that now. They're renting out a lot of their spaces. This week I went to, I'm not sure if you know of this facility, it's a recreation center that opened maybe 2016. There it has an indoor gym, but they have an indoor track and field track that you can run or walk on when you go there. They have the exercise machine, and it's all free service. This is by the city of Toronto. So now they created a space that you can rent to host an event. There you can it holds about 70 people, right?
Right.
So there's a lot more things happening in the city. There are adequate parking, a lot of things happening. Right. I believe sometimes within our community, things are available, but we would maybe complaining that there's not things for us. But if you ask, you won't know. If you don't ask, you won't know. Right. So there are spaces out there now that, you know, you can access to utilize, to use so many multi-purposes. There's a lot of multi-purpose spaces that are created now. The Afro-Caribbean Farmers Market, the last event was last Sunday, so that's done for the year until next year because, you know, it's getting colder now and stuff like that, so people are not going to be going out as much. In the, you know, it's cold time now. Yeah, so we just have to make the best of what's coming. For me, basically, I'm continuing on my on-the-move journey with the best business networking opportunities event. The next one, the next one will be October 30th. And Lascelles, thank you for attending the last one. What did you think of that one?
It was good. It was great. It was great. That's what we need. We need some more people. If you're out there and you're listening and you've got a business and you want to get involved with the On The Move, I don't call her On The Move just to call her On The Move. It's a special purpose. It's a special name. And she has a function that goes on every month, once a month. It's On The Move. And I'm telling you, we were there. It was a small amount of us, but everyone had a purpose, and everyone is doing something to assist the community, and that's what we're all about. That's why we call this Wagwan, because that's one of the things that Gwan, during the month, where she puts on this function, and all the business people, if you have a book, if you're into poetry, if you're into singing, you know, you can come. You can bring whatever resource that you have, a business that you have that benefits the community, benefits you in the community. You can come along. Don't be afraid, you know. We're on Facebook. She's on Facebook. Move. And
we also,
you know,
attract persons globally. So
that's
England,
that's right.
U.S.,
yeah.
Africa. I think we're basically in the seven continents, right?
Mm.
And, you know,
right.
Every month persons come on, and now we're making it more interactive. So when you come on, there might be a topic that comes up that will pique your interest. Like over the past two sessions, we had the topic that we talk about is on the younger generation. A lot of them now are coming down with mental illness. And a lot of parents, a lot of parents are unable to cope, right? So there are people in the group that can suggest, because of Zoom and the social network now, we can stay anywhere in the world and be able to help each other based on the platform, right? There's Jenny Beckford, who's a life coach, but her platform is really for parents and a teen, right? And she's been working with those intimately, and she's getting a success rate from her platform, her company, so you can research her. She's on Facebook, Jenny Beckford, or greaterelevation.com. That is her website. So you can go on there. She does challenges. She does different things. So we need people to come on the platform with creativity. If you're creative, stuff like that, we can help you with your business to transition to the next level. Maybe you need to get out there. We're open all the time for ideas. We're trying to bring more ideas to the platform because this is going into 2 years, right? And each month, it's once a month, we try to see what we can do to help. So the main objective is to empower, connect, and motivate one another through this platform, right? We touch on various topics like investments, life in general itself. Like for me, through the BNO or on the move, we're open to host a wellness, a symposium to bring the theme of that is taking back our health. Because here in Canada, they announced that since the pandemic, 107,000 individuals don't have a doctor. And they said in the next 2023, one in five persons will not have a doctor. So think about that. One out of every five persons will be without a doctor. That is a lot. So we need to take back our health because...
He said.
Yeah, the hospitals are empty. Well, not empty, but... In the statistic came out, 385 doctors are no longer in the system. That's in 2020. Then for 2021, they had another report that there are more doctors not around. Nurses are needed. The healthcare system has gone bad. We need to take up back our health in terms of what our ancestors are. Our parents used to do in terms of survival.
Yeah.
We need to take that back.
Yes.
Okay, so this event will be... Okay, take a break and then we'll be right back.
Music break and we'll be back, folks. I'm going to deal with earth, wind, and fire. Keep your head to the sky. That's what we got to do within all of this. We got to keep our head to the sky. On the Move Network, that's our head to the sky. Right here on TRS Radio, we're keeping our head to the sky. With all the music on Saturdays from 12 to 2, all these unsigned artists, it's your head to the sky. So we're all about keeping your head to the sky. Way up there. The best band in the land, and here comes Miss Tanya P, who her other half is having his album launch tonight. She said live. Check her out. Check them out. Musical family. The lady's name is Tanya P, straight out of the T dot that we're so focused on tonight. Oh, we never planned it, but here she's talking about life. Oh, well, I'm talking about life. A special birthday shout out to my cousin Edgar and his daughter Tanika up there in the T dot. Everything's about the T dot tonight.
Little daughter, I can hear your cry, and no matter how you hide, I see the pain in your eyes. I know that times are hard, sometimes you're overwhelmed, most I will give you strength. I know sometimes that life seems so unfair, no matter how hard that you try, you're getting nowhere. You gotta keep your head up, no time to look down, whatever chip you may fall. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody's got their cross to bear, so much of the stories I could share. Remember, strength in numbers can hide behind the covers.
Never lack up his telephone. No, Every time I call, he answers. When I am down, and I am stressed out, even when I am lying on my sick bed, call on your mighty, put my trust in vanity. But when I call, deliver and find. Poor parties are never like up the telephone, no. Every time I call, he answers. My God never lack off the telephone, no. Every time I call, he answers. When the obstacles come out to play, go out and play, that we together would run away. Oh, today, it is such a sunshining day, and I am thanking God for life. Papa Jesus never lack off his telephone, no. Every time I call, he answers. My God never lack off his telephone, no. Every time I call, yes, yes. Right now I am down, and I'm bending knees, keeping fasting and prayer, because I know my God never retires. That is the reason why I pray from day to day. Whoa, 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 oh yeah, yeah. Papa Jesus never lack off his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah. My God never lack off his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah. No, Papa Jesus never lack off his telephone, no. Every time I call, yeah. Oh my God, never let go.
I would like to see, I would like to see. Let's go and shut up, barking at the whole country. When I dead like dog, please listen to me. Life is so precious, pure as can be, free as can be. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. Things will not be like it is today. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is today. We are still laid up here while your mates start haunt you. We are till you can't sleep at night, but you want to. We are till the man that way you make a moan curse you. We are till the church go pan them knees for you. We are till them call down judgment by you. Your belly you go bone when your sins start to bite you. Oh, hey, one day, all that trouble shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is. Shall fade away one day. gonna be like it is today. I would like to see Jamaica, we know about the way it used to be. Say morning, say evening, respectfully. Children playing on the corner, not carefully. I would like to see less gunshot back in the whole country. When I dead like that, please listen to me. Life is so precious, pure as can be, free as can be. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is today. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is today.
I'd like to see that day come back. It'd be nice. This is CRS Radio and the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam and it on the move, lovely. We're here, we still got a little bit, you know, moving and grooving, you know. I'm in this storm, but you know what? I was just thinking. Toronto, T-Dot, whatever his name is, more moving than Tampa. I gotta inject some of this spirit into Tampa down here, because we got year-round warm weather. They got, well, I guess that's the reason why they try to pump out so much stuff, because try to enjoy as much as they can for the summer. But they got one big thing that's definitely huge, like forever. It's been like that forever. This thing called the Caribana, which throws a lot of money, brings a lot of money into the city, you know, lots. They're talking, what did you hear the last time they said how much Caribana inject into their coffers? No.
Well, before everything, I think the last research that they did was in 2012, 2013, and it was generating 400 and something million into the economy. The saddest thing about it, our
community,
when I mean, didn't benefit in any way. The hotels and all these places generated benefited, but not the black community.
Right.
And I know this because, yep.
Isn't that always the case?
I used to sit on the board.
See,
I'm aware.
A lot of we should learn. We should really, really learn. Us, like for myself, we, you know, migrated from that there to here, and you know, really aspire to develop something like that in you know, America, wherever we go. The lessons that we learn there should be implemented wherever we are, because
but you know what, marijuana started out with just a celebration to Canada. That's how
I remember,
it started out.
We were talking about
in 1967.
Okay, and in 1967, I remember all it was. I wasn't there in 67. I was there in 72. That I can distinctly remember in 72. All it was to take the bus, right, the transit, down to Bay Street, catch the bus, ride to the bottom, where the bus turns around down at Queensway, jump on that little boat that go across the island, go watch some festivities, go back home. It's Hollywood. Different island people who were in Canada at the time or in Toronto at the time would just go. I remember my dad bringing up there. That was one event that I remember my dad brought us to. And part of the big reason why he brought us, I think it was myself and my brother, the reason why is because he said you can get to ride the boat across the island. That was a big thing. Everybody liked the idea of riding that boat across the island because it was going on that little island. And just to see how that thing has grown next to, it's the biggest thing next to the Eastern Parkway in New York. The biggest, huge, mega. So it shows the power we got. Sometimes I don't think we even realize the kind of power that we have. I don't think so.
But you know what? As it relates to Carbana a little bit. Now, what I understand is that whenever they host an event, mm-hmm. they would have to pay the police department quite a bit of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the money came in, but it went back on elsewhere, back into the city. They always had to walk in into stuff. Like the businesses would benefit because someone would come in from wherever they are in the world, go spend money. I remember when Don was alive, that had the meat shop. And when they started to cut back, he was complaining that he's not seeing the U.S. dollar that he normally used to see coming to his business, right? So it started to deteriorate because I think 2006 was the year that the transition was made where the city came in and took over.
Oh,
and ever since then.
Yeah, the Bank of Nova Scotia took it over.
Yeah, the
and
Bank
they said
of
they
Nova
were losing
Scotia
money and the bank took it over. That was my big talk today to my friend. I said to him, can you imagine something, everybody, big advertisement, big talk that they're losing money and a bank took over something that was losing money? Does that make any sense? A bank took it over.
But in addition to the bank taking it over, Carbana, the original, because a lot of people doesn't know this, there are two, there's the original Carbana and the Festival Management Committee that runs the festival currently. So Carbana itself brought the bank to court because at the time and won because for title infringement, right? And they won Carbana, the original Carbana. This is why, if you notice, they cannot really use the name Carbana. It has to be, that's why they're calling it Toronto Carnival. No, not Carbana anymore, because the original Carbana is still functioning. You're not hearing about them because the festival is not there.
Attached.
Yeah, they're still doing stuff. The name is still out there. You know, people can still partner with them. And so they're still doing stuff on a low key. Last year during COVID, they did a presentation of masks, teaching the young ones how to make masks. So they're doing stuff behind the scenes, the real Carbana, right? And I'm still a member with that organization. I'm still a member with the Carbana organization, the original Carbana, right? But I think they may be coming together because what I've seen this year, I've seen a little bit different from all the other years that have been going on. The only thing that the population or the audience was not what you're normally seeing with a whole bunch of people. People was there, but you could see faces. Normally, when you go on the lake shore, you don't see no space. No space.
Oh.
Because it was so, yeah, but this year, there were actually space. So that could, that was telling me that the people that normally would come in weren't there this
didn't
year.
Come.
The costume.
Well, it was a sketchy. It's still a sketchy year because of what was going on. Remember, some people can't come
right.
in without the so they didn't do that.
Exactly.
And you know,
right?
Some people, it lost. Everything got lost with this whole thing. Yeah, everything got lost like that. So it's a matter of rebuilding and building, rebuilding properly, not just simplicity, just build with structure as opposed to just being there, sometimes not even being realized that you're there, or info, nothing. They got to do, it's about time. It's a lot of years. Lots of years.
Well, 1967 to now, it's a lot of years. Yeah. What I'm open to
is it started in about 70. I thought it started in maybe about 70.
No. It started in 67. Actually, they were doing it because of Canada's centennial year. So they did it as a gift to Canada at the time, not realizing that it would have lasted this long. I think 50-something years later, right? It's still there, happening. So there's still a lot of work to be done, but I think it will eventually, eventually get back on track, the original. That I do believe if they were to take it out of Toronto and maybe bring it to another city, because this year, Brockville, believe it or not, did a carnival, and I understand the reception. It was well received in Brockville this year, and I know that the person who helped them to put that on,
crazy.
And I heard that
crazy.
It was very well attended.
All these cities that were considered too far, unknown, what else? Not populated, not populated by, there's so much, and that's to show you. If you have vision, you can learn, you can live, because I don't think no one had the vision that it would, you doing something in Brockville, I hear talk about something in St. Catherine, something in Durham. So many, so much, all out. Barry had something too? Yeah, did they have something this year too?
Maybe they did, but I don't know about it, because something was happening everywhere in this place. Everywhere. Some of it you don't hear about because no advertisement,
right.
And everybody's relying on social media. So if they don't see it on Facebook or you think nothing is happening. But a lot of things are going on in the city, outside of the city. So we just have to keep. Somebody told me that a good place and event is a very popular town outside of Toronto where a lot of our community are living there now. I don't remember what they told me, but there are a lot of places that events can be hosted, and I did a research years ago and I found out that when it comes to events and stuff like that, and it attracts tourism, it generates money into that community, so that's why people are having these events. That's why these events keep popping up. So, we just have to have our mindset on these, what we can do to make a difference in the in our community. Okay?
Yeah.
Hopefully, in another year, two, three, four, five down the line, us ourselves can maybe jump on it and try to bring something to the forefront, you know, to build the community as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to get something going here in Tampa. Let's try. I'm going to do something here in Tampa.
Yeah, it's pulse, needed. No matter where you are in the world, it is needed.
It can be done.
Did you see Istriman launch his album? Did you see that?
I saw, yes, I did. He needs to, I need to get him on here. I need to get him on.
No, you need,
yeah, he's. Yeah, we need to
have paid
him.
A tribute to Barry G as well.
Barry G,
right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
which I thought was amazing. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he needs to get more recognition out there as well, you know.
But,
and
very different.
George told me that he did something with L.A. the other day.
With L.A. Lewis?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he told me he did something with him as well. So there are a lot of things in the that we need to be more involved with, you know. But before we go, I just want to share that if anybody wants to come into Canada, so immigration now has multiple streams that people can come in. So if you're not familiar, I am a recruiter for City College, which is a black college here in Toronto, and
it's one
of the cheaper ones. Yeah, it's one of the cheaper ones in the community. However, I'm taking it one further where I'm now setting up a platform which is called All About Recruiting. It should be up hopefully by the next time I come on the Wagwan show. I will have more information on what to do, because you'll be able to upload your documents. If you're looking to study in Canada, if you're looking to find employment, everything will be on the site where you can go and get information on who you can connect. We're affiliated or associated with Steeps International out of Jamaica. They've been around for 25 years, or 20, doing exceptionally well. Today I found out that one of their recipients went on a project in the U.S. and did a TikTok. And it's amazing, TikTok, you know, talking all the wonderful things that Steve is doing for them. So I do have the for that.
TikTok.
It was sent to me today. I'm going to share it. So what I'm saying, On the Move, again, is doing some wonderful things. And out of that now is All About Recruiting. We are all about recruiting. So if you're an employer looking to employ someone, check out our platform. If you're looking to seek employment or go to school in Canada, check out our platform. It's allaboutrecruiting.com. It's not up yet, but it will be up in the developer. I was wondering what's happening. So he had a funeral. So he messaged me today and said, you know, apologize that he had a funeral that he had to attend. And that's why he hasn't been able to complete the platform. But it should be up. I'm keeping my eyes out that it should be up and about. And here's a pathway to Canada. Check out All About Recruiting. And that's all under On the Move. So
yeah.
I just wanted to share that On the Move. And also check out Eglinton TV. That's another platform. Yours truly. My show on there is the Regolution Talk Show. I'm hoping this week, this Saturday, or I'm hoping tomorrow or Saturday, to bring on a gentleman by the name of Siddiqui Williams from the Real Helping Hands crowdfunding platform. We're working on a campaign for Destiny Edwards right now. So we'll be on Facebook or YouTube or having him studio talking about what the platform represents. It's, again, it's Black-owned because we have to here to support what we're doing. So it's a Black-owned crowdfunding, realhelpinghands.com. All right, so that I just wanted
okay.
to share that.
That's it. That's a lot G shared, and we're just about out of time. And this is CRS Radio on the Wagwan. So it's Poetic Sam and Janet on the move. Lovely. She's on the move. Revolution. You know, we have so much. Every turn, you know, we're trying to keep you posted with everything. So I'm going to almost like say goodbye right now, and I'm going to drop. We're going to stay positive. While we're here, we're going to stay positive. So says Empress Tanika. Yes, positive.
Once I am divided strength with the courage to chant these words. My beautiful black people, stand firmly on your own two feet. Know your wisdom, live your knowledge, proudly pave your path with a beautiful thought. Telling you be positive, you be positive, you're nothing negative, boy. Yes, you are positive, you're nothing negative, you are positive, whoa. Singing you be positive, you're nothing negative, you are positive, whoa. Yes, you are positive, you're nothing negative, you are positive, whoa. As I rise in the morning, I give thanks to Jah. With the king by me side, I'm more strength and power. Fi me move forward, me fi me nah look back. Me a see a focus, yes, me ready to the top. Now go astray, listen this a track. With a positive mind, a positive thought, a positive walk, a positive side, the lead a positive life. This is a positive show. You be positive, you're nothing negative. You are a positive world. Yes, you are a positive. And nothing negative, you are a positive, oh. Singing you be positive, you're nothing negative, you are a positive, oh. Yes, you are a positive, you're nothing negative, you are a positive, oh. The axe forgets what the tree remembers. The tree is helpless, the axe is rootless. Who feels it? No. Or are the helpless ones who need this motivation? Empress Tanika will motivate, elevate, and I liberate, irate. Beautiful black people, despite of despot, no matter the circumstance. Oy. I'm telling you be positive, you be positive, you be positive, boy. Yes, you are the positive, you're nothing negative, you are the positive, boy. Telling you be positive, you're nothing negative, you are the positive, boy. Yes, you are the positive, you're nothing negative, you are the positive, oh. We dismantle corruption, extortion and exploitation. Rise, embrace mental emancipation. Shape our diversity, stop crippling our inner cities. Identify our strengths, delegate our talents. Integrate our difference, let's all be positive for a wondrous faith. Singing you be positive, you be positive, you're nothing negative, whoa. Yes, you are the positive, you're nothing negative, you are the positive, whoa. Singing you be positive, you're nothing negative, you are the positive, whoa. Yes, you are the positive, you're nothing negative, you are the positive, whoa.
Yes, we got to celebrate the beautiful race, the beautiful black race, the beautiful race of the race, of our races when we stand up. All right, so we're going to really say, officially say good night right now. So I'm going to let the lady go first. We're heading out of here. Saturday, I'll be here again from 12 till 2, live and direct. With a musical turntable. where some of the best answers, like what you just heard, Empress Tanika, she says positive. Pure positive music we play, pure positive things we deal with. We don't deal with negative over here. We're looking for a positive community, a positive energy, a positive thought process. We have to build around that positive strictly. All right? So what you got to say in parting, Miss On The Move, Janet, On The Move, Lumley?
Yeah, basically what I'm going to say, until next Thursday, stay safe, everyone, and hoping that your dream, your wish, your goals, you can accomplish them over the week or so. For those of you who are in Florida who are listening, stay safe. And for other parts of the world, because there's a lot of disaster going on now with today I saw Orlean, there's Ian, Fiona, some devastation these storms created. So all we have to do is just stay blessed until the next time.
All right. And this is Poetic Time. I'm going to just kind of weave my way out of here with the man we call History Man, Mental Liberation War, he calls this one. History Man, right here. Taking us up.
Fear. Fear. Bring care. 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 It's confusion. And when you're confused, you're easily misled.
Them ask, what are we fighting for? Tell them it's a mental liberation war. Again, what are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Babylon free of all the chain and shackles. Now fling the stone, now we now broke no buckle. Prison door, fi fly up, come back, cause it fi happen. Disobey the prophet and you get a boat coffin. Bone get white and all your flesh get rotten. Can't depend upon your guns and batten. This is not a warning, no, it's a threaten. We kill fallen angel and looted everything. Sing, what are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war. Again, what are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Boy, enough of them a spy because them inquisitive. One know the greatness of me intuitive. They come execute and exploit. Health and wealth is me natural birthright. Them teeth every penny, you know them be fear fi fight. That's why me have to stand up as a true Nazarite. The righteous ready to leave the wicked world twice he did. Babylon, biggie day and I get red. What are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war. Again, what are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Them asking, what are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war. Again, what are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Reparation. Repatriation. Take us back to the motherland, from whence we came from. We need to go home. Home to Africa. Home to Nubia. Al-Kibula. The ancient land. The cradle of civilization. From whence came all nations. What are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war. Again, what are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Again, what are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war. Them asking, what are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Oh, history man, me study very meticulously. Destruction is ahead, my people, you know see. They said them right, but me gussie said them wrong. That's why me have to ask the clarification. Lauren sins of money of the crucifixion. Ten commandments up by Charlton Heston. The man used to black, now him a Caucasian. Biological warfare for man and woman missing. What are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war again. What are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war again. What are we fighting for? Go tell them it's a mental liberation war again. What are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation war. Them asking, what are we fighting for? Tell them it's a mental liberation war again. What are we fighting for? Oh, it's a mental liberation.
History man, taking us out of here. I'm going to drop another one. Another history man. Love is the answer. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in. I hope you had enough fun and you learned nothing.
Always be people, good and bad people, black and white people, we are all the people, Chinese people, Indian people, love is the answer, give it to the people. I see so many fences from different races. Please put a smile on your beautiful faces. Bless up the man, love up the ladies. They are the one, them who carry the babies. From this generation to the next ages, give songs and praises, open up your eyes. We are the ancient from long, long ages. For the work you perform, you must get your wages. Always the people, good and bad people, black and white people, we are all the people, Chinese people, Indian people. Love is the answer, give it to the people. Give thanks for the love and the care you show me. It will always be here with me in my memory. History man is my name, Jamaica is my country. Love and joy, that's always around me. Give some food to the people from your see that them hungry. Your cup and your plate will never be empty. Blessing from above, God just send it down plenty. More love me, I give out in a tent and plenty. All in the people, good and bad people, black and white people, we are all your people, Chinese people, Indian people. Love is the answer, give it to the people. Jamaican, American, Canadian people, English, Spanish and all new French people, Belgium, Italian and German people, African, Japanese, Indian and Chinese people. A full time we come together, sit down and reason. Put away all the war, put away all evil. Love me, I say no from season to season. True for them, it's true, man, say I love you, my people.
To you. It's not the color of the skin, not the color of the eyes. For real, yeah, man, for them, not. Did you know that there was a president of America before George Washington?
A real
yes. George Washington is the first president of America under Constitution.
You hear what I'm saying?
But
say?
That them say. You hear what I'm saying?
About the president of America. Learn about the president of America. The president of America. Learn about the president of America. Hey, chitty-bang, 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 chitty-bang. Them said the first president was George Washington. Who come second? The one was named John Adams. Thomas Jefferson a third. Then James Madison, James Monroe, John Adams and Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren and William Harrison, John Tyler, James Polk, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce and James Buchanan. The 16th president was Abraham Lincoln. About the president of America. Learn about the president of America. The president of America. Learn about the president of America. Hey, chitty-bang, 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 chitty-bang. The 17th president was Andrew Johnson. The 18th president, Ulysses Grant. Professor Ford, H.M. Duffin, and Chester Arthur. President 22nd was Grover Cleveland. Benjamin Harrison was the 23rd one. 24th president, Grover Cleveland. William McKinley was the 25th one. Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th one. About the president of America. Talking about the president of America. The president of America. Talking about the president of America. Hey, chitty-bang, 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 chitty-bang. William Taft, Woodrow Wilson and Warren Harding. Calvin Coolidge, next one who come in. Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Henry Truman. Dwight Eisenhower, the 34th one. John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush and William Clinton. George W. Bush is the 43rd one. About the president of America. Talking about the president of America. The president of America. Learn about the president of America.